Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. We read and hear so much about our weak economy, the stock market is going through a correction. Well, that is what is going on down on the farm. Not just our farms, but European farms also. U.S. farmers are looking at a 36% plunge in net farm income, lowest in 9 years. Our crops and livestock receipts are down more than $30 billion. It seems like yesterday agriculture was riding high. The world couldn't get enough of what we produce. Net farm income this year will come in at one-half of what it was just 2 years ago. After 2 years of record production, the collapse in prices is broad. Crop prices below last year by 11%. Livestock down 5.5%. Almost every product is down. Milk, pork, beef, corn, soybeans, wheat, all down. The positive markets are in fruits and nuts and vegetables and specialty crops. And they will hit a $76 billion record this year. Misery loves company, I guess. Let's look at Europe. European farmers are crying for government help. Pork and milk prices are squeezing the farmers. Some regions suffered serious drought this year, and I saw some of that on the fields when I was in Europe last July. And one reason the EU agriculture is suffering is because they lost a big market when a trading ban was imposed on Russia in response to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. It's hard for me to envision how we write a new trade agreement with the European Union under such stressful conditions. Nevertheless, trade talks are happening as I give this commentary. When we stand back and take a look at the world of agriculture today, we have to admit that we have been here before. Farmers, ranchers, ag suppliers like John Deere, Monsanto, Pioneer know all about the roller coaster ride that is the business of agriculture. Farmers will have to cut expenses, and land rent prices will have to come down. I'm optimistic about the future. World population is growing, and they want more food. We just have to tighten our belt now and be ready to ride the next wave when it comes. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.